Early in the week, the chances for action on a Missouri Senate budget bill seemed slim as Cape Girardeau Senator Jason Crowell took the floor for a filibuster.
I had no idea that blind people were the problem, that was why we were going broke.
Crowell wanted to rein in tax credits and restore funding the House cut from a Medicaid program for the blind. He got his way on one of those, as Appropriations Chair Kurt Schaefer said.
We found a reasonable way to make blind health care more self-sufficient without general revenue.
Whether Crowell got a deal for some tax credit reform remains to be seen, but there'll be a battle when the Senate and House negotiators meet on the budget. House Speaker Stephen Tilley was still insisting on cuts to the blind programs. Kansas House and Senate negotiators reached agreement on tax cuts. The plan reportedly lowers personal income tax rates, phases out all income tax for 119,000 businesses, and reduces the state sales tax come June of 2013. After several hundred people demonstrated against Governor Sam Brownback's plan to turn programs for persons with disabilities over to private managed care companies, the governor backed down and said those programs will remain as they are for another year. His spokeswoman said the governor still has confidence the managed care system will work, but Tom Lang, spokesman for agencies that serve the disabled, said,
"The facts are telling him what they're telling us, which is that this thing is not ready to go forward."
A Kansas Senate committee also drafted a bill that would give racetracks a bigger take from slot machines that would encourage tracks like the Woodlands to reopen. Jeff Rutland of the Kansas Horse Association said the present law just costs the state money.
The people that race and raise, breed, and run horses and greyhounds had to leave the state to compete in other states.
But low on the priority list, the bill may never make it to the full chamber's floor. Health IT giant Cerner broke ground on its new Kansas City, Kansas campus near the Speedway, and co-founder Cliff Illig quoted an impressive figure.
"The people here will be responsible for the continuous operations of more than 30% of U.S. health care."
The complex involved $200 million in incentives and is expected to generate 4,000 area jobs. The new Premium Waters bottled water plant in Riverside got almost $2.5 million in incentives from Missouri. Riverside Mayor Kathy Rose commented,
"We're like 70% dependent on the Argosy, and we don't want to be in that position forever. So if we get other businesses and other sales tax generators and things going on down here, then we're going to be able to alleviate some of that a little bit."
The plant will open in November. Kansas City-based H&R Block, meanwhile, announced plans to cut 350 jobs nationwide and close 200 company-owned offices. Wrapping up the week, a judge said Kansas City can roll ahead with plans to create a special tax district for a downtown streetcar line. The Royals finally broke their long losing streak, and saving the biggest story for last, Walt Bodine retired after 72 years as a news reporter and interviewer in a career that included newspapers, television, and, of course, radio.
"I describe myself as a multimedia public nuisance."
The Walt Bodine Show came to KCUR in 1981.
Thank you very, very much for listening. Thank you very, very much for all you do for KCUR.